And you've heard the poem, "In Flanders Fields the Poppies Blow, Between the Crosses Row on Row." Well, for generations, Canadian children have learned those words to mark Remembrance Day, but now they can hear it in a new language. Edie Frederick is a Clately Tene elder and teacher in Prince George, and she has translated John McCrae's famous poem into her local Dakel dialect. Here she is reading some of that translation and speaking about what it means to her.
Oh, what God put you in Daya's Nursi. The last gasper as we delia et and God we hotel it.
It's more powerful when we say it in our language, eh? Like, it's not verbatim. Like, sometimes we can't find a way to say a certain word, we have to find another way to say it. So the way it comes out, it comes out a little more powerful and a little more emotional.
As he had a so bato in gay he did so ilo. Yai glanage in lay hota to ganada sa yak tes eye bazal za deadasne.
Like, my dad is a veteran, and we had other veterans in Katie, like Max Pius Sr., somebody from the Bird family. I just felt that we should honor them, you know, like, we shouldn't forget about them. A lot of Native veterans that deserve to be remembered for doing what they did. The racism that they went through way back when they came home. Some of them lost their status because they joined the army. My dad was a very quiet type of a leader. And the strange thing about my dad is he never told us, any of his children, any of these stories. Like what my father did, he shared those stories with my son, Jason. And I was really surprised that my dad did this. And my son, Jason, tells me what my dad told him, shared with him, you see. And to me, that's like an honor in our Dakota way, you know, that he passed these stories on to my son.
Mela tabeta san, kwan yun san tatel az, yan yel san I yudak huntan, tu tez tu laido de, itzala ja de.
Something that we should always do is honor our fallen, our ancestors that have gone before us. And that's like one of our things that we used to do and that we hardly do anymore. And it's days like today, like Remembrance Day, that brings all these things back up, and it's a good day to remember that, you know, we're all Canadians and things change, and they're changing for the better. Things are no longer like the way they were for our ancestors, so our life is getting better. And we see little bits of reconciliation happening here and there. And I just have hope for my great-grandchildren and my grandchildren. Want to do my part and hold up that torch, like it says in that in Flanders Field, to hold up that torch.
Yes, July do de etawa and did glow for God for cho in Daya's Hanaye.
Clately Tene elder and language teacher Edie Frederick, and we'll be posting a video of her reading that poem to our Facebook page, facebook.com/daybreaknorth.